Livestock and Poultry Outlook. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yes, they were good times. I don't know who was saying they would last forever, but good times don't last forever, and neither do bad times.
Dr. Steve Meyer giving Farm Bureau leaders a Livestock and Poultry Outlook last month at the American Farm Bureau Convention in Orlando. Dr. Meyer, a pork analyst with EMI Analytics out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, says thanks to lower feed grain and soybean meal prices, that's fueled expansion across the board.
We've seen some increases in output in both the chicken and the pork industry, and especially in the pork industry coming off of the PEDV losses of 2014. And the cattle business has started building the cow herd back in 2014, continued this year, and we'll start seeing larger numbers next year. So we're going to see lower prices, but with lower costs, the margins still look to be pretty good, at least for the foreseeable future.
Dr. Steve Meyer says hopefully this trend will continue for livestock and poultry farmers, and the hope is that demand for those products will continue strong as well.
Consumer demand has been excellent. I mean, especially on the red meat side, we spent a few years really struggling with consumer demand, but the last 3 or 4 years have just been excellent across the board. I mean, people have had less to buy, but they've paid extremely large prices for it, and so our measures of demand strength have gone up, you know, several percent for the last 3 years.
Dr. Meyer says the real positive has been that strong demand, and if that holds for the next couple of years, it should continue to pay off for livestock and poultry producers if they continue to be better managers.
You're going to have to be a better manager than you were the last 2 years to make money. I think you're going to have to be more careful about your input purchases. You're going to have to take profits when you can, sometimes hedging with using futures and options to lock in profits when they're offered. I just think you're going to have to be better than you have been the last couple of years to make money.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.